Act two opens in Silva's castle, where the guests have arrived for his wedding to Elvira and are dancing to a galop. Verdi was a genius at writing choral music, and he only got better. Among the attendants at the wedding is a mysterious pilgrim. Silva doesn't know the pilgrim's identity, but it doesn't matter. He is protected by the laws of hospitality. The stranger is, of course, Hernani, who is horrified to discover that Elvira is about to marry her uncle. Overcome by emotion, Hernani reveals his identity to Silva. He's a fugitive from justice, and he offers the price on his head to Silva as a wedding gift. Silva assures Hernani that the rights of a guest are sacred. He will defend Hernani even from the king. This is not hypothetical. Hernani's bandits have been all but wiped out by Don Carlo's army, and Hernani has only escaped by slipping into Silva's castle in disguise. The hero may be cracking under pressure. In the play, Hernani goes around to each of the guests, offering to let them turn him in to Don Carlo and collect the reward. He only shuts up when Silva points out how foolish this is. Silva himself may be willing to fight to protect his guest, but that doesn't mean that none of the palace servants are willing to make a little cash on the side. To understand Hernani, you have to suspend your disbelief and accept that each of the characters, even Silva, is motivated by honor with a capital H. Sometimes you have to suspend not just disbelief, but rational thought. If the king's armies are outside slaughtering Hernani's men, doesn't honor demand that he be out there with him? What's he doing in here, and in a disguise that doesn't seem to be fooling anyone? Ah, but Hernani is torn by conflicting loyalties. His men may need him, yes, but even more important is his love for Elvira and protecting her from her designing uncle. Except every indication is that Elvira is about to betray him. Hernani accuses her of treachery, but is won over by her assurances that she'd rather kill herself than marry Silva. Together they swear how happily they could die at this instant in each other's arms.
Oh,
This happy reunion is interrupted by Silva, who returns to find the guest he was about to risk his life for embracing his fiancée. This is too much even for a man of honor, and Silva orders the castle gates open to admit the king. Hernani and Elvira each beg Silva to spare the other, but the sinister old man has other plans to get his revenge. Silva admits the king and his men, but first he hides Hernani. When the king demands Silva produce the traitor and brigand, Silva refuses, assuring the king of his loyalty, but pleading the higher demands of honor and hospitality. He'd forfeit his own life before he'd betray his guest. Silva would even, it turns out, give up his fiancée to the king. This is fined by Don Carlo, who tells Elvira to wipe away her tears. He only wants to fill her life with roses. When the king leaves with Elvira, Silva brings Hernani out of hiding and challenges him to a duel. Hernani is reluctant to fight the older man, but when he realizes that Silva also seeks revenge on the king, he promises to help. A bargain is struck. Silva and Hernani will fight together against the king, and Hernani swears that he will forfeit his own life when Silva sounds his hunting horn. Yes. Together, Hernani, Silva, and Silva's men ride off in search of blood, sangue. In a jump,